We're talking with Anna Barkas today, and she's a Canadian author from Vancouver, BC. She's written her first book, Maria's Tango. So thank you for taking this time to meet with us, Anna.
Thank you for asking.
Good, good. Now, you're a first-time author, and that's quite surprising when I read the book, because the book is very fast-paced, it's very easy to read, and your descriptions are phenomenal.
Thank you.
Good. First of all, if you'd like to give us, our audience, a little bit of a brief summary of the story, Maria's Tango.
Well, Maria's Tango is the story of looking for acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
The protagonist leaves home with her uncle in search of, who has promised to make her a famous Hollywood dancing star.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to San Pedro,
mm-hmm.
where she is met with disappointment, betrayals, in general, nothing she had planned or looked for came about.
Okay.
She comes from a little town in Mexico. Her mm-hmm. mother was a psychic healer, and when Maria left home, she was given a talisman of the snake consuming its own tail.
Mm-hmm.
So she was told to keep in reinventing herself, so she does this.
Mm-hmm.
She falls in love with an Argentinian mariner who comes to town, and she has a child, and just generally, it follows the story of her life, disappointment after disappointment, until we follow Maria down to South America, where she goes to visit her oldest son.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm passionate about the tango, so Maria's life, in essence, is very similar to the history of the tango.
Okay, and that's very interesting, because I was told that you know a lot about the tango, and Maria is, in fact, a metaphor for the tango.
That's
is that
right.
correct?
Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So would you like to enlighten us a little bit on this?
Well, the tango has several ingredients. It's like a recipe, I say.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to have, first, disenfranchised people. It has to have betrayal. It has to have a vulnerable hero who can be easily betrayed. So in Argentina, the gaucho was the original, I guess, ingredient, or the main ingredient of the history of the tango.
Mm-hmm.
And Argentina was to undergo a modernization plan, and many, many Europeans were invited to come. So the economy of the country changed from one of leather to one of beef. The gaucho became just a comic relic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these European immigrants arrived in Argentina only to realize that they, too, had been betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have these vulnerable people who come into a common location,
mm-hmm.
and each one brings their own flavor, their own dance, and their own misery, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So they all basically get together. But strangely enough, we were talking, it's about 100 years ago this year that a tango group from Buenos Aires went to Paris.
Okay,
to,
that's interesting.
Paris had the finest recording studios.
Mm-hmm.
And and also some of the rich playboys who had been frequenting the brothels and whatnot went to Paris thinking they were going to shock people with this dance that had come about, and instead the Parisians just took it and ran with it.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I like to think that if the tango had not gone to Europe, that it probably would have remained a folkloric dance, perhaps.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And that's mm-hmm. where it was civilized, if you will. And as we know it today, it has just evolved, again, evolved and evolved and evolved with time, and that's
mm-hmm.
what Maria does. So she is the betrayed woman who was led to believe that going to the larger city, a port city, it has to be a port city,
mm-hmm.
That she would become a famous person. And the women coming to Argentina thought that they were going to be married to men, only to find when they got there that they were sold into bondage, into the sex trade.
Okay, okay. So that fits Maria's life.
It does.
Quite well, then. Okay. Now, what inspired you to write this novel? Is it your interest in the tango?
Yes. I don't know what happens to me when I hear tango music, but literally my soul just dances. I don't dance the tango. I don't know the technicalities of the dance, but I am absolutely fascinated with its history. And I like to think, however, that the book almost wrote itself. I had written another book, my first, the first one I wrote, and the character of Maria became so strong that I thought she deserved her own story. And I already had the timeline of the middle part of her life, and I knew the ending of her story. So I spent 3 months fine-tuning her personality and started writing. And Maria just took me where I needed to go. So it was, in effect, it was another opportunity to explore the history of the tango and using it as a template or a metaphor. And also to remember some of the places in South America and in California that I've been during my life. You know, I like to write what I know about.
Okay, and you have spent a lot of time in Bogota, Colombia, as well as Canada and Los Angeles.
That's right.
Okay. The book is divided up into very short chapters in most places, so it's a very easy read, but I think it also signifies Maria's life is a very fast-paced life, especially for a 15-year-old, and it just seems to get faster and faster near the end, too. They're talking about her birthday coming up again and again until finally dies because of the alcohol, and at the end it goes on even after death, but it's interesting that she never really finds out the secret of her uncle.
That's right. I didn't. There is going to be a sequel to the book.
And
there will
excellent.
Probably be a third. So I know that history will repeat itself, but I didn't want her to know, or anyone else really to know, except the villain himself. What the secret of her past was. It was something that seemed to me better just to let rest. I think that it would have been disastrous to her to know that what her intentions had been from the time she was a little girl, that the fascination that she had for this particular person, whom she called uncle, but was in reality was her godfather. So it seemed better that she just doesn't know. And also, we're talking about writing what you know. I did so much research into,
you must have been.
Into passing and spirits and how they can move and what they can and can't do and why they do. So she obviously is allowed to stay around because she didn't know she had died.
Okay. So a lot of research obviously went into the book.
It took 5 years to write the book.
I have
stacks and stacks and stacks of notes and ideas and things that I'll probably use again.
Okay, well, that's great. Really looking forward to a sequel written in an excellent form, too. And it's, again, it's hard to believe you're a first-time author.
Oh, thank you.
Good. Now, this is by Trafford Publishing, and the book was put out in 2007. Now, if someone wants to order their own copy, can they go to a website?
Yes, they can order them from Trafford, definitely. I'm also at Amazon.com and Chapters.ca, Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
And there's another site now, I think it's called Best Buy or something like that. I don't quite remember what it is. I'm hoping to be, I was in Chapters bookstore here in Vancouver, and I hope to be at two other of the Chapters bookstores.
Okay,
soon.
That's excellent.
Right now I'm planning the launch event for Maria's Tango, and I realize it's late, but life interfered with my intentions last year, so it was postponed until now. And we're going to have a tango event here in town at the museum.
Okay, interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Now, the cover, how did you get your inspiration for the cover? We have a picture, and I would assume that's what Maria would look like.
Yes. When I saw her, I knew instantly that that was Maria.
Okay.
I had actually planned another cover and was looking through the stock photo websites.
Okay.
And when I saw this girl's picture, I knew immediately that she was indeed Maria. And I bought the rights to the photograph. I know who the photographer was, but I don't know who the model is.
Okay. If we could picture Maria, it's certainly a great likeness of her, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When is the next book coming out? Do you have any idea?
Well, I'm halfway through with the editing, and I hope it'll come out this year, but the year is passing quickly.
Okay.
If not, then, you know, certainly at the beginning of the next. And the title of that book will be called Walls.
Okay, great. Anything else that you wanted to add about the book, Anna, or yourself, or your writing career?
Not really. I had, when I wrote the book, I had no intentions. As I said, you know, it was just the character evolved from the other story. And it's a book, it's a work of fiction. It's meant to entertain. I have no particular statements to make about it. It's it happens to be about things that are relevant in today's news. Certainly, the sex trade. It has always been a fact, you know, in women's lives. Women today are kidnapped and forced to work in brothels. Same as it was then. Child abuse, early sexualization. It's not an intriguing subject either, but we hear about it every day. So, strangely enough, I needed a reason for Maria's promiscuity, and the answer appeared one day on a TV show, just by chance. And addiction, I don't find that subject particularly intriguing either, but, you know, it was part of her story, it was part of the history of the tango, and it certainly, you know, is damaging today, both to the addict and the people who watch.
Exactly. And at the beginning of each chapter, you have a little bit of a verse there from the tango.
Those are words from tango songs.
Okay, from tango songs. Okay, interesting, very interesting. The whole book is just fascinating, and I think it's, you know, fiction, but then again, it's nonfiction, too. You know a lot about the tango.
Well, I did learn one thing early in my writing career. I attended a writing conference, and one of the perks of the program was to have, I think it was about 1,000 words of the beginning of a story to be edited by a very, very big New York editor. And he was very critical. I was, you know, I thought I had written the next bestseller, and I was just brand new at the game. And he was highly critical, but he said the story had merit. And he taught me two things, and that was to certainly write what you know about. And that if I made any kind of a statement, for example, in science fiction or fantasy, I must be able to back up my statements with fact. So in that regard, I do say that I write what I know about. I'm not a young person. I have lived a very long and interesting life so far. And I know, you know, I know these things that I'm writing about. And perhaps that's why they come across as being strong and genuine.
Good, excellent. And the book spans from the 1930s to the 1970s, I believe.
Yes.
Okay, great. You get a lot of information, and times are changing, etc., as Maria goes
world
along
events
her life.
That people didn't know about, the submarine activity on the West Coast, and the age of consent, for example, being it's only 14 in Canada and 18 in California.
Exactly.
Some details that that people like. When I read, I like to pick up a little bit of new information, so I think other people do too.
Yeah, that's great. Well, we wish you all the best on your novel, Maria's Tango, by Anna Barkos, and we thank you for being with us today.
Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.